Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life. And Guidance to the Unknown, The Road Less Taken. And also, aka, a mommy. My son is here. So, I just wanted just to show up and just kind of be here with you guys and know that, wow. And there's distractions, but there's always distractions in the journey. I just didn't know. I know that I wanted to come up, come in, and just speak with you guys, but did not know what was going to come out. I probably had some kind of clue, but it turned around in a different direction. And I do have the element of air here, and Mother Gaia, so the element of earth and the spirit animals, the animal kingdom. Yes. So, yes. I think one of the things is that whatever comes our way, distractions, right? Just keep moving forward. And go with that goal that seems to make you happy, right? There's certain goals that I had to just kind of accept, was that it was hurting me at the same time. So I had to kind of just observe what everything that was happening, what everything was going. And usually this is a very energetically, right? Not so much in the physical, right? But definitely energetically. And when I kind of looked at everything and looked at the pros and the cons, and I did really look at it. I really looked at it. I really observed it. I kind of stayed still. But of course, right, not making a decision is making a decision. But I know when it came down to it, I knew that what I am called to do is to be getting to know and really making me feel happy, right? And with that comes self-care. So self-care right now is really important to me at this time. And it is something that it has been called to me. And whatever has been called to you, see, I have the element of air. Thank you so much. And that is just kind of confirmation. It's like, yes, it was. It is. but I do want to let you guys know that just when things are kind of just a little bit hurtful to, even though it's a goal of yours that you have been going for, but during the process, it does hurt you. The acceptance of it that, you know, there might be another goal that may need your attention. And that's where you kind of look at the bigger picture and say, yes, I'm going to dedicate myself to this goal, which is my self-care goal, and run with it and enjoy every bit of it and make great memories of it and just kind of jump in and really get to enjoy the riches of life, your fruits of your labor, right? Because there's nothing that is stopping you anymore. I think if you want to go for one goal, because then you kind of get stuck along the way. So you have your whole life ahead of you. You have, time is linear, right? So, but it's time, especially when you're in the present and you enjoy every day of it, right? It brings you to like fulfillment, right? to a happy home, to a happy life, to a happy soul. So I think that's, I'm just going to leave it off that. I think I did say some powerful messages out there, and for all, not only for you guys to hear, but for me, right? Because it feels good when you hear confirmation. We are kind of just born with that when we come in, right? But you already knew this. You already knew this, and congratulations if you decided to... it felt very much like the 8-8 portal, right? It's like, is it this or? But there, you had so many clues. You had so many guides. They were not leaving you behind. I would say when you think, when you feel that you are being left behind, it's kind of because you got into a dark room, and this is just for a few, very few, that you might feel like this is, maybe this route was not the right route, right? Because usually when you have many paths, of course, and all of them lead to the same destination, right? It just takes a little bit longer. But there's experiences through all those paths, right? So none of them are incorrect. It's just the path that you decide and different experiences. And that's my son. But let me see. You will get through this. Let me just put it out there. You will get through this. Make sure that you're really listening to your inner soul. One of the things that really helped me out through this was, and that's my son, was Tito. Sorry about that. But was to write letters to the people that were still attached to me. Now, this is still not complete. I did the letters, but the releasing is coming up, and I think this is one major moon about the right, the Libra, I believe, is the full moon in Libra, and then I have here a crow and a squirrel. Oh, by the way, you guys, I do want to mention to you guys that I am doing spirit animal video messages on my YouTube channel. So, it's been very interesting messages that I've been getting. So, go and check that out. And there's so many here that I just want to give gratitude. Look, all these beautiful, beautiful spirit animals here. And they're like, don't forget about me. No, I won't. You guys are so precious and so beautiful. But don't forget your inner guidance. Okay? If things do not match, don't make it match. Just connect with yourself. Connect. Go outside. The elementals are outstanding. They're beautiful. Thank you so much. Element of air and earth. And call on them. Call on them. Everything has meaning. Everything has meaning. And if you call on their power, they'll give you the messages and that you are needing. And it's so interesting because it's so true that they don't give you the answers, but they do give you questions that you have to ask yourself and kind of put you the direction that you need to be in. All right, my beautiful friends.
Hi, I
And that's my son.
And when the fireworks up, that one, they went the fireworks and...
Yeah. So fireworks may be something for somebody out there. So really check that out. The other thing that has been helping me.
In the rubber bag, here and here.
Yes.
And here, you see, and you press over.
Is wearing red, eating root food, right? Things to keep you grounded. All right, my beautiful friends, until next time, namaste.